Start your day the Torah Master test. Cheshvan Tovshin Ayin Ches Ramotzi Persim.
It's probably no other mitzvah in the Torah that's spoken about so much as this, what we're going to discuss today, this mitzvah. If you look around through the psukim, through the mitzvahs, especially in Shemois, Bamidbar, Devarim, you find this mitzvah probably the most spoken about of any mitzvah in the Torah. Probably all thinking Shabbos. It's probably spoken about even more than Shabbos. And this is the mitzvah of Tzedakah. The mitzvah of Tzedakah, round and round, the Torah mentions it many times. I was looking on the last day of Yom Tov just now, Aser to Aser. The psukim, one after the next, mentioned Tzedakah again and again. The mitzvah of Tzedakah, I mentioned so many times because it's one of the harder mitzvahs, maybe. It's one of the most basic mitzvahs the society runs on. And ever the Torah stressed it many, many times, mitzvah stalker. There's many shailas in the mitzvah stalker. When to give, how to give, who to give, what you can use your money for, stalker, maisa. Then there's the more recent shailas of buying raffle tickets with maisa money, stalker money. So try and cover as much as we can. There was a story going around recently that someone went to Aaron Lipshtayman and said to him that how come there's so many Aniyim today, so many people that need money, and on the other hand you find there's so many Ashirim, so many people today, so wealthy. Wasn't always like this, and Aaron Lipshtayman said that if every person who can give Maisa would give Maisa, then there would be no Aniyim left. If every person who could afford to give Maisa would give him not more than Maisa, not Stocker, not Chimsh, just as Maisa, he said there will be no more Aniyim left in the whole world. It's unbelievable, you think about it. The Pasuk says, Kilo Echtel, Onim Kerva Oret. He says, no, that Pasuk's talking about where people don't give. If people give Maisa, there would be no Aniyim left. And I thought it was such a bold statement to come out with. He's a Gadol here, obviously he can say what. But I thought it was quite a Chiddush to say it. Recently someone showed me, it's not such a chiddush at all, the Gaon says it, the Gaon writes clearly that if every person would give Maisa, there'd be no Aniyim left in Klal Yisrael. Unbelievable. Look around these poor people, stuck for money. The Gaon writes, if we'd all give our Maisa like we should, there wouldn't be a problem with Aniyim. The Maisa, there are many Aniyim out there. Manchester's no different than anywhere else. And maybe as a chizuk, if everyone would be back with a Maisa to get it right, we'd be able to avoid the whole problem of Aniyim. There's discussion in the poskim, Maisa, Stocker, is it the same thing? Is it two different things? People know Maisa, you give a tenth of your money you make. Is that Stocker? Is that separate mitzvah to Stocker? How does it work? L'mashal, Erev Yom Tov, there's a mitzvah to give Erev Yom Tov money to Aniyim. Special mitzvah, Erev Yom Tov. The Rambam writes, if you don't give, you bechelal no itza, the whole mitzvah is Yom Tov. You spend all your money on your Arvaminim, on your Sukkah, your matzahs, whatever you need for Yom Tov. If you don't give money to Aniyim, the Rambam says, you know itza bechelal Yom Tov. One of the integral mitzvahs of Yom Tov is give to Aniyim. And the Farshim say that the amount you spend on your whole Yom Tov, you work out how much everything costed you. Food, bringing kids home, whatever it costs, Arvaminim, Sukkah on Sukkahs, matzahs on Pesach. And that amount, whatever it costs you, they say you should give to an Oni. Find an Oni, give that full amount, and then you've got the full Yom Tov for you and the full Yom Tov for an Oni, and you make the mitzvah of your Mesamech Oni, the same money as you Mesamech yourself. So there again, can you use Maaseh money for that? Is it a separate mitzvah? As a mitzvah to give Aniyah money, Erev Yom Tov. So Maaseh is something else. Maaseh, 10% of your money, that goes to Stocker. Now the new Chiv Stocker, is it the same thing? Is it a separate thing? I remember someone told me, interesting Mahalach, and it's a good thing to do. He said, when he makes money, he takes the Maisa money and he gives it straight to the Stocker. After that, someone comes collecting, then he gives his own money. He didn't want to free his Chiv of giving Stocker with his Maisa money. Now, I'm not saying the guy's dafka right. It could be he can or can't do this. But it's a nice way of looking at the mitzvah that the Stocker is not mine, goes straight to the Aniyim. And when someone comes collecting for Stocker, that's already something else. That comes out of my own pocket. And then when I come to Shemayim, I get schar for the mitzvah. I squeezed myself much harder. I didn't just use the Maisa money, which was anyway going to stock up. Every years ago, I heard from Pesach Kron, he said, when you train your kids, you teach them when they earn, he said, a dollar, you earn a pound. They didn't earn a pound, they earned 90p. 10p is b'chlal not yours. It doesn't even belong to you. You never got a pound. You got 90p, and 10p always belongs to stock up. He said, if you start with that approach when they're young, it's much easier to work around this whole thing. People earn a lot of money, say, whew, now I have to pull 10% off. It's not so easy. If you look at it, you never made the full amount. You always made 90%. It's a lot easier to deal with the problem. With the mitzvah, rather. But the Ishala, is stoka and ma'isa the same thing? Is it two separate things? Is ma'isa bechlav, is it a'isa? Is it rabbonon? Is it a minig? There's many opinions here how exactly you look at ma'isa. The ma'isa Rosh Hashulchan says very neatly, he likes to always make things very simple and very neat. He says that really there's a mitzvah stokim in the Torah that you've got to give as much as you can. Whatever you can afford, you have to give. But Chazal Sul was getting out of hand. People were giving too much, some people were giving too little. And they had to make some sort of balance to clearly gauge what everyone gives. And made Chazal gave a fixed stokah at 10%, which we call Maisa. So he's learning that Maisa is stokah, it's the same thing. Stokah was confined to 10% by Chazal. So Chazal redefined them as Daraisa. So it's Daraisa, everything you give Maisa, it's Daraisa to stokah. And Maisa stokah is the same thing. Maisa is just the clearly channeled how much stokah to give. Okay, some agree, some disagree. Could be it's 1 minute, it could be it's 2 minutes, a few and a half minutes. So every time a person makes money, there's 10%, which is Maisa, could be stock, could be no. And every time you give money to an audience, to anyone, any worthy cause, we'll discuss later which causes how it works. Again, a Mr. Stock. Someone gets a present, cash, for no specific reason. If it's a person, someone comes to you with £25, says, I didn't know what to buy you in the shop. Let's say, I went to the Sfarim shop, I couldn't decide what to buy you, £25 for a sefer. So there, he didn't give you £25 cash, he gave you a sefer in the form of cash. So that money, don't get to take ma'aser from, because it's better to a sefer. Just, you know, someone has a baby, give him money, buy yourself a new buggy. So, you don't take ma'aser from that, because the money's for the buggy. Punkty didn't know which one to get you, so he gave it to you in cash form. But the money is confined to a certain item. Whereas if he gives you £500, here you go, great, have a good time, then it's a free present, not mashubah to anything in particular, then there'd be a chiv maisa on the stock on this present money, and you'd have to give 10% stock of maisa. There's a shaila negeah to businesses when you person makes money. So how do you work out? Lamash, the guy goes through the year, January he makes £5,000, February he loses £1,000. So now he made £5,000 in January, February he lost £1,000. So if you look at January as a chidsh in itself, you give ma'isa, very nice. Comes to February, you've got nothing to give ma'isa from. If you look at the 2 months together, even though you made £5,000 in January, February you lost £1,000. So if you make your chidsh at the end of February, you've only made £4,000.
Once a year you pay your tax bill, after that you give money.
Oh, so it depends how you work, we're going to get that. So if you'd work month by month, week by week, then every time you make a cheshbon, you're going to have to work out what you made that week, that month, whatever it is, and then work it out. If you do a longer span of time, then you've got much more time, much more allowance to play with, because even though you made money, but the loss will counteract the money you made, and it'll be much, you'll be giving less to stocker ultimately at the end of the year. The shaila gets bigger. What happens if someone decides, I've got money and I'm investing it and reinvesting it and reinvesting it, I'm never pulling out, or you pull out minimal amounts, but the main bulk goes on and on. So after 50 years, he's made, I don't know, £10 million. Mice and stock is not getting any money. He carries on, another 10 years, another 20 years. The guy dies, kids take over the business, another 50 years. And it just accumulates and accumulates and accumulates. When do you get stocker? If you don't make a cheshbon, you could make a cheshbon every year, because the Keshuvah says you should. Rosh Hashanah is a good time to make a cheshbon. But there's no chiyuv to make a cheshbon on any specific date. If you want to make a cheshbon every week. So the longer you go on, how long do you go on without pulling money out? If you go on a period of time and every time you pull out a little bit of cash, you need money here and there, so every time you pull out money, that money you give ma'isa, and then you carry on. But as the bulk grows, how long does it go on for? Sometimes you have a business that goes on and on, passed down generations, the money is just sitting there growing. And so for etzem, there's no problem. As long as you're not using the money, you look at it as investment. Mali, if you have money, mali, if you've bought property and it's in bricks, as long as this money is going round and round, there's no chiv ma'isa on it till you stop. However, I was talking to Big Tom Tachman at Yitzchol, and he said there's got to be some sort of time frame. There comes a point in time where you've got to say, okay, now we stop and give Maisa. Because otherwise, in the Dover Seif, the money goes on and on, and it doesn't make sense. You can go on tens of years with never taking Maisa from all this money that's being made, even though it's all sitting there being reinvested and reinvested. He says there's got to be some sort of mahalach.
Yeah, what about the money you take out?
So the money you take out, about you've got a Maisa. Every time you take out 1,000 pounds, you take out Maisa, and then that money, you're good to go, carry on. But the main bulk is growing and growing. He says, there's got to be some sort of mahalach. There's nothing clear in the poskim how to work it out. But if a person comes to that, Shem, call me up. It's good to get to know you if your money is growing. You've got to have some sort of mahalach that eventually there comes to a point in time where you stop, take account, and give ma'aser.
Let's say you make £2 million on investment. You want to reinvest millions. You can't reinvest millions. You can invest 100,000.
That's what I'm saying. So as long as you're reinvesting, it's fine. But you can't go on for too long. Oh, very good. So I was speaking to someone last night about this. It's a good cash. You make, let's make it much simple figures, you make £100, much easier to deal with, and you want to reinvest this £100. Now really, 90 of it is yours, 10 of it is not yours, it's Maisa. So you are investing Maisa money. It's very nice of you. But now you invest this £100 and it comes £300. So, £10 of it grew to £30. So all that is Maisa. You only have 260 because the £10 originally was Maisa too. So as you keep going, it keeps dividing, and always 10%, growing 10%, will be Maisa, and 90% growing will be yours. So eventually, you come to a huge pickle, you've got a huge amount of money, and all is you're multiplying your percent and stocker's percent.
So just keep giving 10% of yours.
So that obviously you don't say. We don't say that cheshbon at all. As long as you is investing and reinvesting and reinvesting, we don't, there's no chiyuv maisa. Chiyuv maisa begins when you pull out. As I was saying earlier, the longer you go on for, the less you're going to be giving to maisa ultimately. Because this £100, 10 of it's maisa, but we don't look at 10 of it's maisa. Look at it, it's all yours, and you keep investing and investing, and eventually when you come to the end, then you take off 10%. But you don't keep multiplying the 10% as you go through the game. So that's why the longer you go, the less you give into maisa ultimately. But you're allowed to do that. It's the same as if a guy buys a house and he lives in it, and it goes up £50,000. So you don't say, okay, pull out 50,000, give 10% to maisa. No, you're living in a house, there's no money here, there's bricks. So to investment, we don't look at it as cash, we look at it as investment. Investment goes round and round and round, and it doesn't, there's no chiyuv maisa until it comes to a full stop, and this cash, this investment becomes cash, and you plan to spend it. Then we look at a maisa. So a person can go on a long time and save himself giving stocker. Okay, then if you want to save yourself, maybe you want to get the mitzvah, chaval, beautiful mitzvah, you want to give, you can give. But as long as you're reinvesting, there's no chiyuv yet until you stop and take count. That's what, alright, that's what this person was telling me, that there has to be some sort of point where we say stop. What the point is nothing clear, but a person should know for himself. After a certain amount of time, you stop, take account, work out. But the Peskeshuva says if a person has a regular business, he's on a wage, or it's much smaller than every year, people do by Rosh Hashanah, you can do in April after tax, time you stop, work out, which you made, and give my son. As a Shaila, when it works the other way around, you don't have any money, and it only comes to you, and you want to give him, £10, you've got no money, you didn't get paid this month, or the money didn't come in, whatever it is, can you now lend him money, or lend stock of money, and when you make money, you'll take £10 off of Maisa, and keep it for yourself? That means you want to give him stock, and now you don't have anything, give him £10, when you make money, you look at your Maisa came to £500, all that £510 goes back to your pocket, because you gave the money, and the rest goes to the stock. So here the Shulchan Aruch is not very happy about this. He says, but you can't really do this because you can't borrow or lend from stocker in that way. The aid the Shulchan Aruch gives is, you a little bit uncomfortable, but you tell the Oni, I don't have any money now, I'm going to lend you £10. Now, next week when I get my wage, I'll have loads of spare money to give to stocker. I don't mind if stocker pays me back for you. That means I'll take the money off stocker, but now I'm not giving you stocker money. I'm giving you, lending you £10. It's my money. You mechuyav to pay me back. Not going to do the stocker. If you want, when stocker comes around next week or next month or next year, whenever I have stocker money, I'll make stocker pay back for you. That's okay. But as long as he knows that you're not lending stocker money, you're not borrowing off stocker money, it's a separate cheshbon. That means you lend him your money, and you have to tell him that I'm going to take back. The always going to make it if you think it's without telling him, which, again, as machloikas, those that hold not. So the best is tell the Oni, I'm lending you money and I'll take it back from Maisa, no problem. If he becomes rich before you get your Maisa, you're stuck. Because Maisa can only pay you back because he's a poor man. If you lend him £10 and you get paid in 2 weeks, before the end of the 2 weeks is up, he wins the lottery, he's rich. You can't take the £10 back from Maisa now. Because Maisa's paying you £10 for this Oni, he's not an Oni anymore.
He can pay you back.
He can pay you back, yeah. But a stocker can't pay you back. So if this guy disappears, goes back to, sorry, doesn't hear of him again, you gotta be careful, because if you take money, okay, it's unlikely, but if he suddenly makes loads of money, goes around collecting, very successful, you're now taking money off stocker for him, he's not an Oni. At the time he lent him, he was an Oni. Now he's not an Oni. The time that stocker's paying you £10 back for what you gave this Oni, he's not an Oni anymore, you can't take the money from stocker. So therefore it's best to always have stocker money around. If you're down on the account, then make this tonight with him. If you know he is, even better, because you know he hasn't made that much money, he's still an Oni, then fine. If you don't know, a little bit trickier. But again, even b'dieved, if you didn't do this, the obvious thing that a make will take money back from stocker, b'lechat chila, should avoid it.
What's the definition of an Oni?
Oh, we're going to get to that, hopefully, this time. Negeir to a woman giving stocker, a wife, as we all know, very proudly, doesn't own anything. I make a point of telling her that on a day-to-day basis. They don't own anything, so therefore they can't give stocker, it's not their money to give. Shulchan Aruch says a woman gives stocker to an Oni, he's got to give it back. Now, the boys can here explain. If it's a small amount, then it's okay. Because it is 50p, a pound they give, then a person not might have done that, same as if she would spend it by mistake in something which is necessary, as tends to happen sometimes. So then you don't mind 50p a pound. If she says, by mistake I bought something, oh, so good, it cost me £500, you'd be like, whoa, it's a lot of money to spend by mistake. If she gives that to the stalker as well, you're not so confident by giving this guy, I want to give to this guy. It's your money, she got to decide what to do with it. Therefore, a woman can't get stalker unless she gets rishus. Husband tells her, give what you like, no problem. And the Shulchan Aruch is talking about the guy collecting, can't collect that for a woman. He comes to a woman, knocks on the door, the wife answers, gives a donation which is more than a matona muetas, which is, I don't know what to say, 5, 10, 20, depends who you are, 50, 100. You give an amount which is more than something, what people call a small amount, then you've got to check with the husband. The first is if the wife says, my husband tells me to give this amount, everyone knocks on the door. Then you know the husband told her, you could believe her. So that's what a woman should do. If she does give stock at the door more than something small, she say, this is the amount my husband tells me to give. I know there's a woman in town here. You go to her, she says, this is what my husband tells me to give. If you're not happy, go to him, he might give you more. And then you solve the whole problem. You know that she got rishus from her husband. But if you don't know she got rishus from her husband, might be a problem. She has a raffle ticket. You come and sell a raffle ticket to a woman, husband's not in. It's also possible you could buy it for £20 or whatever they charge nowadays for these things. £20 might not be a matana muetas, and therefore it could be that you're not allowed to sell the raffle ticket. And it depends if raffles are stock or not. We'll discuss if we get enough time at the end. One of the halachas Shulchan Aruch says, people think it's a nice thing, they teach you about it in school, it's a nice middah, but Shulchan Aruch brings it to stock as a halacha. And that is, you've got to give stocker save upon him your office. You've got to give it happily with a smile. It's not a nice Indian, it's not a halachotev, it's a halach in Shulchan Aruch. You've got to give it happily. And Shulchan Aruch says, someone who gives stocker, he shows the honor, he's not happy about it. He says, Loi die, it's not enough, he hasn't given stocker, he's missed the mitzvah. I mean, this £10 you gave was a waste of time, you get no schar for it. But not only that, you get to Einish as well. So you get to Einish, oh, can't give you money, oh, I'll give you £10, don't want to see you again. So firstly, the £10 has gone to the bin, the honor's got it, but you got no schar for the mitzvah at all. Number two is, you'll get an Einish as well for treating the honor like this. So if you're ever going to give the money, it's a chaval not to cash in on your Ganeden and do it probably with a smile. If you're going to do it without a smile, you don't make him. You don't make him feel good. You've lost out on the mitzvah, and there's an oinish for treating an oni like that. So if you want to do the mitzvah, at least do it in a way that you gain. You'll get reward for it one day. The Shulchan Aruch then brings us 8 levels of stocker. There's 8 ways to give stocker. Number 1 being the best, and number 8 being the least. But what's the way of giving stocker? The first way is, you arrange for the oni not to become an oni. You see someone struggling, you don't even need to give him stocker. You do it in a way that he never becomes an oni. The marshal, you hire him to work for you. Could you be allowed to pay the money that you pay him with maaser money, stocker money? If the marshal, you get a regular guy for £500, this guy's really poor, you pay him £1,000, £500 that he can use stocker money, because you're giving him straight stocker. But this is the best way to do it, because he never feels like an oni. He doesn't feel like someone has to come and collect. He feels like, this is my business, I'm employed by you. You've done it in such a menschlichtiger way, he doesn't feel like an oni. That's the best way to do it. A loan, lending him money, something very, very unpopular today, lending money, Mr. Eisen and Toya, people want to borrow money and they're struggling. To lend someone money, assuming that you believe you'll get it back, is again a misdirection of lending money and the highest form of stalker. Because the guy doesn't feel bad, he's not a Nebuchadnezzar, he needs money off you. He's borrowing, like everyone borrows, you borrow off the bank, I can't get a mortgage, I borrow off you, fine. But he doesn't feel like someone who's taking stalker. So that's the first level of stalker. You do it in a way he doesn't feel bad, you're a shutfus, you give him a present in a way that he doesn't feel like it's a present. He has a baby and you give him £2,000. Wow, so generous. But he doesn't really realize that stock. He thinks, well, okay, this guy's very generous. You've covered up the fact that he needs to get stocker off you in a way that he feels good. That's the highest way. The next way is you give him a donation, stammer, donation, stocker. But you don't know who the honor is and he doesn't know who you are. This is already second level because he feels like he's getting stocker. But he's not embarrassed of you. You're not embarrassed when you see him. None of you have met each other. The marshal, Tim Chishabas, you meet a gabba, you give it to a gabba. He's a third party and he gives it to the honor. As long as you know who the Tim Chishabas is and the Oni knows who he is, fine. But you and the Oni don't know each other. That's the next level down. It's not as good as the first level because he does feel a bit like he's getting a stalker. But he doesn't feel embarrassed. He meets you in the street. He doesn't know you're the guy. He'll be standing next to you in shul for 50 years. He's no idea that you're the guy that gave him money. The third level is, you know who the Oni is, but the Oni doesn't know who you are. The marshal, he take the money, drop it through his letterbox in the middle of the night. You know who he is. But his COVID is still protected, he's not embarrassed, he meets you, he's no idea it's you. You know it's him, so it's lesser level because you feel good. I mean, I'm the nice guy looking after you. But he's not embarrassed because he doesn't know you. That's the next level. The third level down is the other way around. The only knows it's you, but you don't know it's him. The marshal, you give it to Gabbard Stogger. The Gabbard Stogger says, has £500 from Mr. ABC. So now he's a little bit embarrassed. He meets you, he knows the money's from you, but you don't know who he is. That's the next level down. The level after that is you give it to him straight. He knows who you are, you know who he is. You give him straight, but he didn't ask you for the money. You gave him to him, gave him money. The level below that is he already asks you. So he feels much like an effort. He's coming to you and he's asking you for money, and you know who he is. He knows who you are. That's level number 7. That's level number 6. Number 7 is you give him less than what he needs. He says, I need a lot of money. You give him less than that, so that's even less of a hiddle. It gets complicated. Someone needs a large amount of money. It's hard to give the full amount. We'll discuss how much you have to give. But you don't give him the full amount. That's the next level. And the last level is you give stock and you're upset. You give him money, you think, oh no, this is so annoying. If you show him you're upset, you've lost the mitzvah and you get oynish. We're not talking about that. You smile, very sweet, beautiful, it feels good. But you inside are upset. You think, oh no, I've got to give it money. That's the lowest level stalker, but still a mitzvah stalker. Less than that, when you show him you're upset, you've lost the mitzvah and there's no mitzvah stalker at all. Now, who has to give stalker? Shacharit says, even an oni needs to give stalker. Here, all the fresh mask was going on. An oni, he's going around collecting. He's collecting what for? To give to a next oni? How does it work? There's even a half I'm giving in the poskim. Right, so, but still it's funny, they're collecting money just to give. So someone here, there's a mitzvah stalker. There's a mitzvah shofar, a mitzvah sukkah, a mitzvah lulav, there's a mitzvah stalker. You need to borrow money to do a mitzvah. Some mitzvahs at least you have to borrow money to do the mitzvah. So to stalker, you've got to go collecting. With that money, give to an oni. Now there's a chiyuv stalker, even someone who's an oni and doesn't need to really give stalker, there's a minimum amount of a tenth of a shekel, which works about £2.53, which is the amount that every person has to give every year. So that, even an oni who's not, he's got nothing to give, he's got to give that amount, which is very minimal, £2.50, just under £3, it can go fluctuates on the amount of silver costs. That amount is the chiyuv stalker, always a person's got to give. So even if a guy says, I'm not giving stalker, I'm not giving ma'aser, but every reason he thinks he's bought, he's an oni, that minimum amount you've got to give. Someone asked me if he has to give his kids in yeshiva, he's got kids in yeshiva, he's got to give them this amount and tell them, make sure to give it to stocker. Give them Arab minim. So too, there's a mitzvah, chiv on everyone over by mitzvah, they've got to give this amount every year. The kids as well, yeshiva, bachar, don't always think, stocker, don't give, don't have any money of their own. It could be, you've got to tell them to give this amount, it's not very much. You give 50p four or five times, you've already got your amount. But you've got to make sure to give this as a chiv amount every year on every person to give. There's always an ani, but there's no chiv stock on him. What's the idea of an ani? An ani is someone who can't afford basics for a year for him and whoever's dependent on him. That means him, his wife, his kids. He hasn't got money that will be able to give them whatever they need, the very, very basic level for a year. Now, every person's got no money now, but he's getting every month a wage. Then you're fine. You know the money's coming in every month, so you'll get through the year. But if the way the matter is now, I will not get through the year, and I'll end up, by the end of the year, less money then what I'll be spending on chayvus, then this person is din of an oni. He's got to be spending the minimal amount that he can cope with, then he's an oni. If a person was very wealthy and he lost the money, we know the Gemara says, if you're the Eved Rosafanov, you've got to give him what he needs. However wealthy he was, whatever he needs, to feed where he came from. But he's got to always try and work it down to the minimum that he feels comfortable with, that money you've got to give him, and make sure he has for a year. And if the money's coming in over the year, then he's not an oni. It's got to be, it's coming in. If it's not coming in, he has din of an oni. Someone who's in that case, someone falls in that category, he's got a din of an oni, there's no chiv stocker for him, and he takes stocker from other people, people want to give stocker, no problem, he's got a din of an oni. However, the Shacharit Aruch says, even if you don't get stocker, that's one stage. To take stocker, that's something else. And therefore, you should avoid taking stocker at all costs. If a person's poor, he's part of him giving ma'aser, part of him giving stocker, besides the 2x50, whatever it is, a year. But more money is potter. To take stocker, you should avoid at all costs. Famous Chazal, Asay Shabbos Chachul, you should make your Shabbos membership like weekday. Come home, Shabbos morning, make Kiddush, boil of shreddies, Weetabix. Membership make it like weekday. No Shabbos in the house, if you can cope with that, and your wife and kids can cope with that, rather than take stocker. Taking stocker is always the last option, and a person, if he can, and his family can, should reduce his lifestyle to the minimal, rather than take stocker. But the Hetzim is allowed to take stocker if he doesn't have... Don't worry, there'll always be plenty of people. But you shouldn't be someone who takes, someone gives you... He gives you. But you shouldn't be asking for the stocker unless your mom is struggling and can't cope otherwise. How much does the person need to give stocker? So the Pasuk tells us, you've got to give him what he needs. The guy needs house, car, clothes, food, whatever he needs. So a person comes to you collecting, he says, I need £500,000. It's quite a tall order for you to give. So here, the Gemara tells us there's no chiv on a single person to give the full day machsori. The only is allowed to collect the machsori. He's allowed to ask you for the full chayes £10,000 that he needs. But you've got no chiv to give the full amount. You have a chiv to mishtatif you give him money, and he goes to the next person, and overall, throughout his collection, he'll make up the full amount that he needs. There's no chiv on one person to give. The only time, two times rather, there's a chiv on one person to give, is either guy can't go collecting. He's too ill, he can't, not if he's embarrassed, he can't, he's stuck, he can't go collecting. You're the only person he's coming to, then there's a chiv de machsor. I was thinking last night, when is this nigeh? It could be nigeh. You meet a person in a connection flight, middle of the airport, middle of nowhere, there's no yidden to go, he's stuck, he needs £100, whatever it is. His visa, his suitcase, he needs to, he's overweight, whatever, he's got a problem, he needs money, and there's no one else around. You're the only person he can come to, such a person can't go collecting. If you can't collect it could be there's a chiv on you, he's a full day machsor as long as you can afford it. So chayim shiv your money, the full amount you might need to give him. He's stuck, he needs £1,000 for a new flight, could be only to give it to him. You've got to give him the full amount if you can't go collect it. If you can make phone calls and transfer the money and get it out, then could be there's no chiv on you. But as long as he can't go collecting, the full chiv is on you. The other time the full chiv is on you is if he asks for the most basic level of necessity, which is food. He asks, he says, Posh, I'm starving, I need food. The person who's mamash starving for food, you don't say, I'll give you a cup of coke, the next day I'll give you a piece of bread, the next day I'll give you a piece of meat. No, you've got to give the full sudha he needs now, the full meal. So that's the other example where you have to give the full amount, that is food, the most basic, a person needs his food, and he says, I'm struggling now, mamash food for now. You've got to give him the full amount of food. Again, also common, if it does happen, that's day machsura, you've got to give him the full amount. Then comes the shayla, who to give stocker to? Who comes first, who comes second? It gets a little bit complicated. So there's a gornach, some soifa, and many others who bring from a raya, from mishnah and peah, that the first thing is you split the money in two. Half goes to relatives, and half goes to other people. That's even before you start, bring a raya. From some maestros and other places, you split the money in half. Half goes to family, and family you start with the nearest. Parents, siblings, children, and then it goes on non vaita. You can't give children who you enemy mechuyev in giving, which is, that's the shayla of school fees. Well, anyway, there's a chiv for you to give school fees, and you can't not give it. You don't say, I'm giving the money to my relatives, my kids. Because that is something, it's one of the costs of running a house in school. Someone is struggling, might need to come onto their tier, and then I'd be haters. But if a person can't afford it, this is a regular chiv. You say, look, I'm giving my stocker to my wife and kids food every day. I've had it not, because that's the basic chiv that you've got to give your wife and kids food. It's got to be something that you're not mamash b'chiv, and we'll discuss soon how it works. But family means family that are not marriage dependent on you. Married children, there the Piskei Teshuva says again that you should make it tonight. A person, child gets married and he wants to give them a lot of money and he's not that wealthy. So you tell them a chutzin, whatever you make up with, that really I'm not giving any money. The bli neda, my stocker, my ma'aseh money I'll give to them. So there you have no chiv to give them money. As long as you have ma'aseh money, you'll give up to whatever you make up, 5, 6, whatever, £300 a month, whatever you make up, you're using your ma'aseh money. But you've got to make up. If you say, yeah, I'm going to support my kids, £1,000 a month, and you say, hey great, I'll use my money because I'm allowed to use my relatives. No way. Once you've made yourself a promise you're going to give someone money, you can't say, now I'll give you a maestro. Even me and Oni. Me and Oni, you say, I'll give you £10. You don't know he's an Oni. You think I'll give him £10. Then you think, hey, he's an Oni, I'll use my money. You can't free a chiv you have of giving him £10 with my money. So to your kids, if you promise money when they get married, you can't use my money. So if you did out the asking, I'm only giving my money to support my children, then you're allowed to use it. Because by essence, there's no chiv to give the money. I said, I'll give them my money. Then you're allowed to. So family is half, and then relatives, and then non-relatives is the other half of your money. You start with the people closest to you, neighbors, town, country, and Yerushalayim and Eretz Yisrael, and that's how you go on from there. It starts people nearest to you first, that means your town, then it comes to, then there's the machlokes actually. Is it an Eretz Yisrael next, or a name of, from Manchester, a name of London, England, of Gated, different towns within your country, who comes first? First thing always your town, that's number one. After that, how does it work? Other towns in Chutz La'aretz, or Yerushalayim and Eretz Yisrael. So here it gets a little bit tricky. The Ikar, the Poskim say, it means the aniyim of your country, and then it goes to Yerushalayim and Eretz Yisrael. But here again, you must remember that it goes level. You always keep it level. So someone comes to you from Manchester and says, I need a car. He's taking money, he needs a car. And someone comes to Yerushalayim and says, I need clothes. Clothes is much more basic than car. So who do you do first? Do you say, no, and yeah, you manage to first? Or you say, no, that's so long as everyone in Eretz Yisrael is holding the same level as you. At least relative, they're a little bit different. The market, how people live, what does it work out? Yachasit, England to Eretz Yisrael, there they need less than they need here. So it could be there, a person, it's not such a necessity to have a car. But the equivalent of what a car would be there. So here they say it's got to be level. That means everyone in your town has food, then you give food to them. Everyone here has clothes to them. Everyone here has a car to them. But you don't go to them before you finish with the people here. You don't give people here before you finish with people there. So if someone imagine needs a car, someone in Shalom needs food, you give the food there first. Fine. But you've got to make sure that everyone's level. That means you do your town, Eretz Shalom, Eretz Yisrael, level, food, then clothes, then a car. But you don't give here a car, because then Eretz Yisrael, if they don't have something more basic in the chart of what a person needs, even lower, food, clothes, these things, if someone here needs a car, which is a higher level, you give there first. Okay. Then comes the Shaila, who do you give to? So many causes out there, so many different things, so many different ideas. Who gets money? Who's the priority? A person has £100 stock. He says, I want to do the best possible mitzvah with this. Who do I give it to? There's so many people to give it to. So stocker generally means aniyim. The person discusses this and says, I mean, aniyim, I'm giving money to stocker. Stocker means aniyim, means aniyim hircha, which is negir. A person's on holiday and they start selling aliyahs. The money goes to stocker. There's no shul to give it to them on holiday. So this money, he promised who to give it to. So Shimon says it's got to be aniyim. Stump stock is aniyim. And number two is you aniyim of your town. So don't give it if you're on holiday in the middle of, I don't know why, you don't give it to aniyim, the nearest aniyim. You take it back with you and give it to your aniyim of your town, at least a different das. If you get stam das, it's aniyim. Stock means aniyim. Aniyim means your town aniyim. So that's the most basic level. Stock always means aniyim. Shchanach says though, Rishon Tess, he design, Ish Mishayimah, he brings down, Shemitzvah Sakhanes is a deep in Mr. Stocker. Giving money to a shul is even higher than Stocker. So Stocker means aniyim. Giving money to a shul is even higher. Now, shul obviously doesn't need endless money because eventually they got what they need, the buildings, the Tiftera, Sfarim, then it stops. He can go back to give the aniyim. But as long as it, basic Knesset needs money, Shacharach says it's higher than giving to aniyim. Then the Shacharach carries on and says there's two things which are even higher, and these are the highest two forms of giving stocker. Shacharach says, Mr. Stocker, the Orim Lil Matera, to give money to Talmud Torah, the Chayam says, I mean, the Orim means anyone to learn Torah, that's the highest level, and with that is aniyim chaylim. That's one of the onions of chaylim. Means you get around sometimes you're collecting. They're only the very poor and they need treatment, whatever they sometimes even life threatening. Those two are the highest levels. And Niyamah Achilim and Talmud Torah. So a person has money. If someone comes around to Zahani is a Chayla, you give it to him. If there's no one who's a Chayla Zahani, then it goes to Torah. Torah is the highest form besides for. Not besides, it's the same level as Zahani is a Chayla. If there's no one who's a Chayla around, then Torah is always going to be the highest form of stocker, even more than Aniyim or anything else. So it comes to, you got your £100, there's no one around, someone's around, there's only a chayla, give it to him. No only chayla, goes to Torah. I'm not sure if Torah institutions in town or anywhere, shivas, kollelim, schools, give you money there. You know it's the highest level of stocker. Now, the highest level of all these moises is obviously going to be kollelim. Schools and yeshivas have a fees that everyone's paying every month, so there's the basic money they have. And yeshivas and schools, if they struggle, there will always be people who will bear them out. Koilim, there's no one giving that much money, there's no standard fees, there's no one bailing them out. And Koil people are coming to Shema for no reason. There's no schools or yeshivas that they have to go because that's the way society runs. They're coming out of their own free will and there's no standard fees. So the highest level of Moises, Lechor, is going to be Koilim. Koilim, as we all know, are struggling, they're closing down all over the place. Just this week, two closed down on this road. Koilim are closing down all over the place. And the amount they're getting Koilim hasn't changed, in, I think, since the 70s. So whatever the minimum wage was then, that's what they're getting still today. So when you give money to Kalim, you can be confident in knowing that all aniyim as well, usually, you can be confident in knowing that you're giving the highest level of stock at aniyim. It's people that are earning about £1.80 an hour, and they're learning Lishma. And if no one gives stock of money, they'll take a close down, the whole system will implode. Therefore, you give your money to the best form, stock of shaykh. So that's the levels of stock of fiscal, the basics. Is aniyim, higher than basic kinesis, and the highest level is only a chayla or Torah, which is schools, yeshivas, and kollelim, and the chayla kollelim will be the best of all three. Another important halach to know by stock is you're never meant to make a neda. Never say I'm going to give stocker. Always say bli neda. By aliyah, I'm not sheitein. Bli neda. Everything's bli neda. If you say you're going to give money to stocker, you're going to have a problem. I have a din of a neda. And even if you don't promise, but an oni comes into shul, you pull 50p out of your pocket and you look around, he's gone. This 50p, your das was to give to this oni. If someone said to you, can I have the 50p, you say, no, I'm giving it to the oni. Hey, he's gone, what do you do with this 50p? You made a neder now, kill a neder in your mind, the 50p goes to the oni. So really, you can give it to any stocker, if he's going to give it to another oni. But the best is if you think, or you say even better, now, can la abo, whenever I take money out of my pocket to the stocker, whenever I give money to the stocker, it's all been a neder, it's not up against the stocker, I can change my mind at any point, till it actually reaches the oni. And then if you pull your money out, and the oni disappears, the money can go back in your pocket, no problem. So always remember not to make a nade when it comes to the stocker. So running out of time, we'll skip straight down to buying raffle tickets, going to dinners, receptions, these things. Can you use ma'as money or not? So we know that the Shulchan Aruch says that the main best form of giving stocker is just to give stocker free without anything. What happens if you gain something for it? So there's two types of gain. There's a toiv zanor. Toiv zanor means someone gives you a shkoyach, thank you. That means you donate money to a moised, and they make a big deal out of it, they put your name up, they give you a big shkoyach. So there you're not really getting anything besides toiv zanor. You get to give shkoyach, there's no problem. You can't do al-das in Shulchan Aruch as well. Someone gives money, al-das to get covered, again he's lost the mitzvah, and he gets an oinish. Shulchan Aruch says a few times throughout Shulchan Aruch, they get different things, but stock is one of the examples. Someone says, I want to give money, al-das for the covered, and they come and they make a whole big deal. And he says, oh, hold on 1 second, where's the photographer? We'll not carry on until he comes. Everyone's got to see, you've lost the mitzvah, there's money, it's very nice you gave it, stock you gained it. But you get no schafes mitzvah at all, and fakir, you get an oinish. Always give stock, al-das, give stock. They write your name on it, the Ramah says, you're allowed to write a person's name on it, you're allowed to give him a bit of covered. But if he does al-das, then you've lost the mitzvah completely. But if you just get a shkech, that's okay. The Moshe bang an aliyah. You buy aliyah for someone else, you don't get the aliyah, he gets the aliyah, he's a shkech, to you, no problem. All you gained by this stock was a shkech. I thank you, Steve Zerman, no problem. What happens if you get something real free? You get an aliyah, they give you an aliyah. Or you buy a raffle ticket, or you go to a dinner, £180, you go to a dinner, you get a good dinner, entertainment. Can you use ma'aser money for that? So here the Shach and Tazbah is bring down from the Drisha. You can only use money for something that you gain from it as well with two to none. Number one is, it's not a chiv. There's a chiv to buy matzahs. You get matzahs, you give ma'aser money, and matzahs, obviously going to be awesome. Because there you have a chiv anyway, you can't pass your chiv and ma'aser money. Or you have a chiv, the marshal giving your children money, you promise them money, you can't now use ma'aser money to pass that chiv, you have a chiv to give a seat in shul which they won't give to you without you paying. So again, you have to pay for the seat or you wouldn't get it, you can't use that. Number one, not a chiv. Number two is, it's got to be that you couldn't afford it otherwise. The marshal, you give money to buy a raffle ticket. Number one is no chiv to raffle tickets, even though some people think there is. No chiv to raffle tickets. And number two is that you couldn't afford it otherwise. That means they want £20, you have £20, I have £20 spare. Then you'll be allowed to use your ma'aser money and get the raffle ticket for it because you're doing a mitzvah with the money which you couldn't do otherwise. Here's the shahada, doesn't mean you couldn't afford otherwise, you wouldn't do otherwise. Sometimes you can afford it, but I'm not just £20. Sorry?
Maybe that's the first thing, the shahada, you're going to win, you're going to win. And the other thing is
that. No, that's what I'm saying. As long as it's going to stocker, it's okay, even though you gain as many things as you like, but it's all going to stocker, you gain from it. But this gain, number one, is not a chiv, number two is, I couldn't afford it otherwise. If it's all person that would happily buy, give £20 to a moised, you got £20 spare, then you couldn't use my money to buy this ticket. So that's the first two to know him that you have to know. Then it comes to Shiloh. By these rabbi tickets, someone who can't afford it, so is there any heta? So here the boys can discuss, it could be a raffle ticket a little bit better. Buy a reception, or not a reception, a dinner where you go, pay. So there you get a meal. It's very clear you get what you get for your money. It could be there, someone who's a bit tight for his money, he could deduct what you would pay for such a meal. The marshal, he would eat out for £30. So this £30 he gives his own money, and the rest makes the money. You could do that sometimes. But by a raffle ticket, how do you work it out? So here some boys can say raffle ticket is no problem because there's no shavis at all. What's the chance of winning? If you buy al-das to win, then I have news for you, you probably won't win. So you're buying it because you want to give them money, the incentive is you get a souvenir of a ticket. So there are those that are Mekel, Rechaim Kineski, and many others are Machmeh, hold that you can't, and if you do win, happens on, I know you won, the money has to go to the stocker, they hold, this person actually gave it back to the Moised. That's many, many hold like that, Evan Yisrael, Rechaim Kineski, Rebbe Karelis holds like that, but there are Mekelim as well. No, all of it, the whole, it's stocker. Stocker bought this raffle ticket. You invest in stocker, but he stocker won. That's how many hold. The armor key limbers want to be Mekel, this to allow. The best answer is, the many say, that you make it tonight. They bring down that you can do this tonight because Kodo should be mom and anything that is to get to money, that tonight works. So you make it tonight. And this is very popular, people do this. If I win, then I'm going to, Labafrea, give the £20 back to stocker, and then I bought the ticket. It's a bit of a cheat because you do an investment. They say, if the investment's successful, then I'm taking it. Okay, but they say even now that someone who's stuck and would not buy a raffle ticket otherwise can do this. So make it tonight, and if I don't win, then the money goes to stocker. Some moisters got a little bit clever and they kidded on, and what they started doing was they wrote on the ticket that if you give us £20, then we give you a free ticket. That means you give a £20 donation, and for that, we'd give you a souvenir, a raffle ticket. This is obviously going to be nonsense because otherwise, every shop could work like this. Helpers can start doing this, everything's free. If you give us £20, we'll give you a loaf of bread, a pint of milk, and you start going shopping with your ma'aser money. You're going shopping, you're buying a raffle ticket with your ma'aser money, and they made the whole pretend. No, you're not giving you a ticket for £20, you give me a £20 free. And we give you a ticket as a souvenir. So that obviously is not going to work because it's not really a souvenir. The riot is if you give £18 or you give more, £22, they're still giving you one ticket because the ticket is £20. That's the shavis that attached to this ticket. It's not really a souvenir. It's a proper mechira and you're buying the ticket for £20. So here's a big machlekas, yes or no. And the best is with the eight of the tanai, you make a tanai that if I win, I'll give stocker the money back. And there'll be me, which is a bit of a cheek, but it works. And if I don't win, then the whole thing goes to stocker. And with that, you eat up. The best way is give the money straight from your own money, and if you win, it'll be yours, and if you don't, you give a £20 donation, you'll get a schar for it one day. Okay. Thank you.